You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. There's been a lot of talk about charter schools lately. Public school districts are suffering from declining enrollment. They're in financial crisis, making plans to close schools. And they're blaming the competition, publicly funded charters. It's not a new story, really. Charters, which are privately managed but publicly funded, have been around in California since the legislature opened that door in 1992. Enrollment has doubled over the past decades, and critics, teachers' unions in particular, have been fighting to slow that growth and more tightly regulate charters for a long time, but without much luck. Now we're at a tipping point because the politics around this whole issue shifted with last year's election and the recent teacher strikes. KLW's education reporter Lee Romney joins me now to tell us more. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
So why are we talking about this right now?
Well, a couple of things have changed over the past 6 months that actually matter, and one is that Gavin Newsom won the governor's race. In the primary last June, charter school backers poured a ton of money into his Democratic opponent's candidacy. Mm-hmm. That was former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. But Newsom won, and he's already signaled that it's time for a deep look at how charter schools are and aren't working and what needs to change. And that's actually really different from Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown loved charter schools. He even started a couple of them in Oakland when he was mayor. Mm. And so he's a believer, and he vetoed attempts by the legislature to hold charter schools more accountable.
So how is Newsom doing things differently?
So he's done two key things already, and he only took office in January. He asked legislators to fast-track a bill that makes charter schools subject to the same open meeting and public records laws as traditional public schools.
And they weren't before.
They were not before. Mm-hmm. So Newsom actually signed that in March, and it goes into effect next January. Pretty unusual to be signing bills this early in the year. Mm. And also, after the LA teacher strike ended in late January, he asked the new state superintendent of instruction to form a task force to study whether and how charter school growth should be curbed. Mm-hmm. So that task force exists now. It started meeting in March, and it's supposed to release a report in July.
Okay, so speaking of the state superintendent of instruction, Tony Thurmond from the city of Richmond.
Woohoo!
I remember that race last year had a lot to do with the fight over charter schools.
Yeah, it actually broke down kind of like a proxy for the charter school reform debate. At least the funding part of the race did. Mm-hmm. Thurmond won against a former charter school administrator who got tens of millions of dollars from charter school backers.
Right.
But the teachers' unions and Democratic Party backed Thurmond big time. A very expensive race. So Thurmond hasn't come out railing against charter schools, but he definitely believes in the need to stand up for traditional public schools.
Okay, so between Newsom and Thurmond, the stage seems set for charter school reform. What kinds of reforms are we talking about? What are the main problems?
Well, one proposed reform is a cap on the number of charter schools. So that's about money. Mm. Charter schools are public. They're publicly funded. So when they scoop up students, they get paid by the state. Mm-hmm. The funding's tied to average daily attendance. So if those kids came from a traditional public school, it means that school district lost average daily
right.
attendance. So fewer students means less money. And that is really where public alarm has come into the equation. Quite a few districts are closing schools or making plans to close schools because of declining enrollment. And that hits low-income families really hard.
Okay. So I know Oakland Unified has proposed school closures. Who else?
A lot of other districts are proposing school closures for the same stated reasons. Redwood City, East Palo Alto, Vallejo, it's kind of everywhere. Mm-hmm. Charter school advocates say let families pick the schools that work for them, you know, especially low-income families who've been failed by traditional public schools. And they say if the districts have to shrink, then so be it. But critics say charters are cherry-picking the easiest kids to work with mm-hmm. and pushing out kids who need the most support. They have the right to say to a student, hey, it's not working out. So some of the neediest, hardest to teach, and most expensive students often end up back at traditional public schools.
Right.
A law actually went into effect last year, though, that requires charters to follow new rules around fair admissions and actually offer due process to students who are suspended, expelled, or asked to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that is new. It didn't exist before, but there's no real enforcement mechanism in that law.
Okay, so charters can be a financial drain on districts, but there are a lot of them. So who gets to choose whether charter schools get approved?
Yes, good question. So charters need an overseer. Often that's the local school board of the local public school district. Those school boards vote to approve or reject charter school applications. but so do county boards of education. And if a charter school gets rejected at the local level right now, it can appeal to the county or to the state board. Mm-hmm. But that could change. I'm going to tell you about two proposed reforms that are packaged in one bill that's before the legislature. So one of them, the way it is now, local school boards decide whether to accept or reject a charter application based on a bunch of factors, but they cannot take into consideration the impact it would have on the district's financial health. So this reform would change that. It would allow the local board to say, this is going to drive down our enrollment. We can't afford that right
now. That's new.
That
is, okay,
that
what
would
else?
Be new if the legislature passes it, but it's in a bill. Mm. The other thing that's important that's in that same bill would give local school boards the final say on whether to approve or reject. So charters wouldn't be able to appeal to the county or the state boards. They would basically, the buck would stop with the local school board.
Okay, so we've had our eyes on education recently with these high-profile teacher strikes in L.A., in Oakland. Was charter school reform part of that?
Yes, for sure. And I think those strikes actually did a lot to publicize some of these concerns about charter growth because the teachers' unions got a lot of public support. And in both Los Angeles and Oakland, as part of the deals they struck, they got their district boards of ed to call for moratoriums on charter schools. Mm-hmm. But those were symbolic because right now they don't have that control. But it's what prompted Newsom to ask for the task force. And it also led to a piece of legislation in Sacramento, yet another one, that calls for a statewide 5-year moratorium on all new charter approvals unless a whole bunch of other legislative changes are approved.
Okay, so what are the charter schools saying?
Well, you can imagine that they are not happy. They're actually extremely concerned, mm-hmm. worried. The president and CEO of the California Charter Schools Association spoke out about this recently. Her name is Mirna Castrejon, and she called the package of bills, quote, poison. One Los Angeles charter school executive said it, quote, threatens our existence. Mm. So there are some areas where there may be a chance of compromise, but there's going to be a huge fight over most of these proposals.
Yeah, it sounds really polarized. Is public opinion as divided as political opinion? What about the people?
Yeah, well, yes and no. So a lot of people are affected statewide. More than 10% of California public school students attend a charter. But the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California released results of a survey just last week. Mm-hmm. And it showed respondents were pretty evenly split over the concept of charter schools. But when asked whether they provide an important alternative for low-income families, 3/4 said yes. At the same time, nearly that many said they were concerned that charter schools take away funding from traditional public schools.
Uh-huh.
So the public likely wants some kind of reform to protect public school districts, but the option of a charter cap or moratorium, it's not clear how that is, how far it'll proceed, but we'll see.
And what should we be watching for next?
So that state task force report is mm-hmm. expected to come out in July. And keep an eye on the legislation in Sacramento if you want to read these bills. There's a rundown on our website.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Romney is KLW's education reporter. If you've got a story you'd like her to cover, reach her at education@klw.org.